Listen responsibly. Now back to Bishop and Laurinaitis.
All right, let's grab some perspective on the Jacksonville Jaguars and where they are at the moment. And for that, we head out on the Bryan Heating and Cooling Systems fan guest hotline. John Reed covers them for the Florida Times Union. John, thanks so much for taking the time. So from our vantage point, and admittedly this is 35,000 feet or better, this is set up very, very simply and I think effectively to be a tank. And they have the perfect cover in Minshew, who I think is limited. Again, just my opinion on it, is limited and not necessarily a franchise quarterback. And they're in a position to get a generational player in Trevor Lawrence. Is that the plan down there? Do we have that right or not?
No, I believe you have it right. When you look at there's 42 players on this roster right now that wasn't on the team last season. And 67 of the 90 players right now, they have 4 years of less experience. And they just had a complete overhaul. You know, they traded guys like Calais Campbell and A.J. Bouye. So, yeah, the youth is the movement. And when you have a team that young, I mean, it's going to be hard to win. And it's definitely going to be hard to win in their division when they're competing against the Houston Texans and the Tennessee Titans and those type of teams. So I think that, you know, those predictions, you know, I don't think anybody really feel that this team is good enough to even get six wins, which what they had last season. So I think it's going to be a long year, a rebuilding year. I think that Gardner Minshew, you know, I think he'll have his good moments and bad moments, but I just don't think they have enough veteran presence on this roster to win.
Yeah, John, I think it's perfect. I mean, you have a guy that people love because of the mustache and the attitude and all that stuff. And like you said, he'll have his moments, but ultimately I think they'll struggle to get to five or six wins. And then you'll have the pick of hopefully a Trevor Lawrence or a Justin Fields. And as you look at bits and pieces, and I was talking about this with Bo in the last segment, when you look at a Dede Westbrook and a Chenault Jr. who they draft, and you got Leonard Fournette, if you plug in, say, Justin Fields or Trevor Lawrence or whoever it is there, it kind of gives those vets that are left over that little boost of from get me out of Jacksonville to, okay, well, now I want to be a part of this, right? There's a youth, a guy at quarterback that maybe can do it. Do you think guys like Leonard Fournette have it in them? Or because when I see Leonard Fournette, I think of a guy who is, you know, has constantly been, and maybe it was just Tom Coughlin that he was bumping heads with, but do you think that some of these vets that are there are willing to hold over for a year during this rebuild or are going to want to really force their way out?
Well, when you talk about a guy like Leonard Fournette, I mean, he has to have a good season. I mean, he's in a contract year.
Yep.
So the incentive there, I mean, he has to produce. But if this was 2 years ago and this team was the way it is right now, I wouldn't think that that motivation would be in a guy like Leonard Fournette. And I think that's probably the problem situation here, that I don't think some of the veterans, the few that they have, but particularly like a guy like Yanni Ngakoue, I mean, I don't think that he's going to – be too happy about losing record for the third straight season when he really doesn't want to be here. And then you talking about a veteran guy who has a presence in the locker room and that can feed in that locker room. And then you got to go through what all they've gone through, where every team in the league has gone through this offseason in an all virtual program. And then you got Jay Gruden putting in a new offensive system. And, you know, it's tough putting in an offensive system when you can't put the players out there on the field in the off season. So I think those are some of the dangers, you know. But I'll be honest with you guys. I think this franchise has done some things in the right way. I think they should have went on and just pushed the needle and just move on and just try to turn the thing around using young players instead of trying to win with the Calais Campbells and things like that. Because I think for this franchise with the history of losing and everything centered around what they did in 2017, and there's nothing that's been successful over the last 2 years, even with the veterans that they were paying. So I think at some point with the losing way of this franchise that a redo or whatever you want to call it, I think that was in the in the right direction. If you're going to start a young quarterback like Garner Minshew, then I think you just need to have a whole plan of putting young players around him, give them chance to develop, and see what these guys do over a 2-3 year period, because I think it's going to be 2-3 years before they really be competitive and even contend for a playoff spot. So I think it's going to move in the right direction. Depending, you know, when you look at how much problems they've had in the history of their franchise, particularly over the last 10 years.
I agree with you. I think it's a great move what they're doing. I think it makes a lot of sense. John Reed, our guest, Jacksonville Jaguars beat reporter for the Florida Times Union. John, let me ask you this. What is the trust value between the city and ownership? Obviously, the flirtation with London has been pretty consistent. And who is the face of that organization now that Tom Coughlin is not? Who's running it?
Well, I tell you what. I might have to think about that. I really think that the face right now is Doug Marrone. I don't see Dave Caldwell as being a visible guy. He's always been in the background, a general manager. I don't think that's going to change. I think one of the problems here in Jacksonville is that Shad Khan, the owner, is not visible enough. He doesn't have enough of a presence. I mean, the fans here don't see him, don't touch him enough, or whatever you want to call it, and I think that's been a problem. And I think the situation with Tom Coughlin, I mean, he was a hard nose. I mean, everybody knows how tough he was on the players and the no nonsense and those kind of things. But I think one of the bigger problems in this franchise is I think they got to reach out more to the fan base. And they got to have an owner who, I mean, it just seems like the owner here is just a transient. You know, he makes his way into town. You can see his yacht out there on the St. John's River when he's in. So you know when he's in town. But I just don't think he's in town enough, particularly in the situation what they're going through right now, losing records the last two seasons and some of the statements that he's made that, you know, this past, before last season, if they don't win, changes it forthcoming, and then the season end, they go 6-10, and he brings back essentially everyone except for Tom Coughlin. So there's a disconnect between the fan base and ownership in this football team, and I think that's the thing that has to improve. Obviously, wins helps that, but I think – They got a lot of work here in Jacksonville to get themselves ingrained with this fan base.
John, do you think that's intentional, the disconnect? Because I was in St. Louis during the last year there before they moved to L.A., and it seemed like the last 2 years, ever since Stan Kroenke bought the team and beat out Shad Khan for the Rams, he basically was disconnected. He never showed up to St. Louis for games. It seemed like unless he needed to talk to an owner to try to get their vote for the move to L.A., and I'm wondering if that's intentional on Shad Khan. Is there an anxiety of Jacksonville fans that Shad might be doing it on purpose to try to, you know, drum down the fan support to really move the team elsewhere?
Well, you got to believe that's part of the possibility. But even if they don't move this team, I guarantee you that Jacksonville will be playing at least one or two games in London for the duration that they're here in Jacksonville.
Yeah,
you know, they made it known that they make almost three times as much for a game in London than they do in Jacksonville, and they obviously don't sell out in that stadium here. And you have to, you know, the fans are not dumb. I mean, they understand what the situation is, and it does seem like they feel that he has one foot in and one foot in Jacksonville, one foot in London. And when you look at the things, I mean, another situation of fans feel that, you know, he doesn't, it's just that he hadn't really put the right talent. I mean, it's not that he's not spending money on talent, it's just that they haven't put the right talent mix on the field together. And and you know, a lot of conspiracy theorists say that, you know, he might be looking to move this team, because look, if they lose bad, I mean, you're talking about three wins, four wins, and under this situation going into this season this fall, I mean, you're not going to, I mean, this team might draw 45,000 if that many, if they're allowed to even have that many in the stadium. But
yeah,
they're looking, and that definitely is a concern here in Jacksonville, that he might be looking to move that team to London.
John, this was great. Thank you for your time. We appreciate you a great deal.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.